It was a day more than 16 years in the making. The one-time leader of the Boston Irish mob, James Whitey Bulger, handcuffed in federal court in South Boston. This afternoon, Bulger made his first Boston court appearance since his arrest in California on Wednesday, after having been on the run since 1995. His girlfriend, Catherine Grieg, appeared in court separately. WBUR's Martha Biemiger was at the courthouse today, and she's with me now in the studio. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Sasha.
Martha, this was the first chance for the public, including families of Bulger victims, to see Whitey Bulger in person. How did he look?
Well, he looked older than they expected. He did not look as menacing as many of the family members expected. He seemed a little cocky, which they were not surprised about. He was fairly fit-looking, wouldn't say frail exactly, but he did look 81.
You mentioned cocky, and I'm wondering if you're referring to what was apparently, for some people at least, not certainly not all, a funny moment when the judge asked Bulger if he could afford an attorney. Tell us about that.
Yes, so they are trying to decide whether he qualifies for a court-appointed attorney, meaning is he indigent? And the magistrate asked him directly, can you afford an attorney? And he said, I can if you give me my money back.
And this
so he's referring to the $800,000-plus that they found in the apartment. But the prosecutors think that he has a much larger stash someplace. And they notice that his brother, William Bulger, is fairly well off and that there may be some other family resources that could help fund an attorney. So they're fighting that request on his part for a court-appointed attorney.
And this is related to why there were no pleas today, is that right? Because they have to work out the attorney issue before Catherine Grieg and Whitey Bulger make a plea?
That's right. The magistrates did not think it was appropriate to ask either of them to essentially respond to the charges before they had had representation from attorney who will carry them through the case. And the reason that the attorney who was with them today, Mr. Krupp, was not able to take that position is because he has a likely conflict of interest. He's represented someone in the past who will probably be called a witness if there's a trial.
This is a Boston lawyer. His name is Peter Krupp.
That's
correct. He's the court-appointed public defender, essentially.
Yes.
As I mentioned, that there were many family members of victims in the courtroom. I think there were overflow, actually. What did victims and victim families say?
Well, you know, Sasha, you started in the lead with the idea that this was 16 years in coming.
Actually, longer than that, right?
Longer. And
yeah.
So when you build up that much expectation about the moment of reconciliation, the moment when you're going to confront the person who you think killed your father in some cases or your husband, it's really high expectations. So this very brief appearance where he said, you know, all of 24 words, maybe a few more, just didn't satisfy a lot of people, left them very stirred up with no sense of resolution.
And of course, this thing will play out in bits and pieces in court for a long time, presumably.
Well, it may. I mean, we have to wait and see whether there's a plea or a trial.
Martha, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Sasha.
That's WBUR's Martha Biemiger, who was in federal court today for Whitey Bulger's first court appearance since his arrest in California this week.